from 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
I'm very fortunate to do what I do for a living.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Time to reach out to Chris Webber.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Is this team the best?
This is one of the best teams I've ever watched play before, let alone one of the best in Michigan.
Earlier on the show, WWE superstar Seth Rollins, NFL draft writer for The Athletic, Dane Brugler. Coming up, comedian Nate Bargatze. And now, Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and one of the best comedians on planet Earth, popular as all get out, Nate Bargatze, is in our studio this very hour. The Breadwinner, his new movie, May 29th, Mandy Moore, Will Forte. Oh, I had no idea Dr. James Naismith was in this film. Kumail Nanjiani and more. It's, if you remember Mr. Mom from back in the day, it's a very similar plot line. He's great in it. The Greatest Average American on ABC, available now on Hulu as well. His Big Dumb Eyes tour. So much to talk about with Nate Bargatze, who loves himself to play some golf as well. Though we're keeping an eye on the Masters throughout the day, and we have been doing so with Seth Rollins in Hour 1, Dane Brugler of The Athletic, The Beast, 2,700 different prospects broken down in the draft has been released on The Athletic. We just went down that rabbit hole with him in Hour number 2. If you missed any of it, there's our podcast version of the show. All 3 hours available wherever you get your podcasts. There's also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. That's where you can get all of our podcasts as well. Overreaction Monday on Monday. No Contest Wrestling, TJ Jefferson, the latest posted yesterday, correct?
Yesterday, we got the young OG Javon Evans, 21 years old, making his WrestleMania debut. He's got an Intercontinental title match and a 6-man ladder match. So 21 years old, man. Like, unbelievable. The future's so bright for this.
Are you zeroing in on 100 episodes of No Contest Wrestling?
Was our 80th.
Okay. So you're in the neighborhood. You're in the environment.
We're in the neighborhood.
You're sort of like Artemis II. You're going or you're circling.
Circling.
Man. Okay. Very good.
100, yeah.
Started the show by also announcing that I'm hosting SportsCenter on Sunday night from Bristol, Connecticut, midnight Eastern time. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be on after Inside the NBA, I'm told. So if you had told me that once upon a time, Ernie Johnson and Shaq and Kenny and Charles be tossing to me doing SportsCenter, I'd be like, what? I believe that's happening Sunday night, midnight Eastern. I'm excited about all of that.
That's awesome.
A very exciting announcement coming up as soon as we're done with Nate, involving a show that we produce out of here on this studio. I'm dropping a lot of breadcrumbs. That will be announced in about a half an hour, and we'll wait till Nate leaves and pop it out here for everyone to hear on the Rich Eisen Show. So stay tuned for that, if you don't mind. Let's go to the phone lines here. Sean in Scranton, PA, has been on hold for quite some time. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Rich. First of all, as great as springtime romance has been, I have to go with, hopefully you're going to play Porpoise Mouth the rest of the week.
Okay.
For the updates on golf.
I had no idea we'd be having requests. Do you want Porpoise Mouth playing underneath your take or your opinion or your question for the rest of this interview, Sean?
You could do that. That would be fantastic.
Okay. As per requested by Sean in Scranton, PA, can you hit the music, please?
Sir.
All right, Sean. What do you got?
I never thought I'd be asking a question with Porpoise Mouth in the background. This is fantastic.
Dreams come true, Sean.
I don't know. Now, what are we going to do with our stinking Jets here for the draft? What do we do with all of our picks? I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. I know you guys know.
It doesn't really fit Porpoise Mouth for the plaintiff really. Complaints of a Jet fan. It's more soothing than the subject matter.
You could play, I don't know.
This, if only Porpoise Mouth was playing.
Maybe in the background.
By the way, great dissolve by John Monaco, our director, to a shot of Aaron Glenn. The dissolve is what Porpoise Mouth, I think, is worthy of. You know, cause if they had only played Porpoise Mouth when they drafted Johnny Lamb Jones back in the day, it would have helped me. I think it would have helped the moment.
Dissolving Porpoise Mouth.
Why is Porpoise? Oh, yeah.
All right. This is getting off the rails a little bit. All right. Jim, take the music down. It's just, it doesn't help. Sean, we just heard you've been on hold. Dane Brugler has Arvel Reese as his top prospect. That's a new one for me. Because I think DJ has. Was it Fernando Mendoza or Jeremiah Love, one of the two, and he's got Arvel Reese at the top. He says he's the best prospect in the draft, and if the Jets agree, then that's it. That's a two. Then, obviously, the Jets have another pick right in the middle of the first round thanks to trading away Sauce Gardner, and that's the pick that I really have my eye on because that's the pick that a Jet fan like you in Scranton, Pennsylvania, demanding Porpoise Mouth, is going to be it's being asked of you by the Jets front office and ownership to believe in the players that they are going to draft using the capital of the guys that they trade away that once upon a time you were asked by management and the front office to believe in that draft choice as being the ones to help turn things around. So that's the one that I'm looking to see. And I have no idea that could be, that's a best player available because the Jets do have a ton of needs, Sean. So
yeah,
I don't know if that's a good answer for what I just said.
No, it's fantastic. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sean, call back tomorrow. We'll play anything you want by request. Okay?
You got it.
That's Sean in Scranton, Pennsylvania, part of the lunacy here on ESPN2.
DJ has Fernando Mendoza 1.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Love
2. And he's, what, Reese 3?
Reese is 5. Reese David is 5. Bailey and Sonny Styles.
He likes Bailey more.
Yeah.
And I went to his tire register, but I think he believes that Bailey is already the polished pass rusher, straight up fingers in the dirt guy, and Reese is going to have to grow into more of a an all around role. I don't know. I shouldn't speak for him. Maybe that's what I'll ask Daniel when he's on SportsCenter Sunday night.
Do it.
Do you think Porpoise Mouth is like the whole music when you call the Dolphins facility?
There we go.
Again, I just believe again that the. Do you play the music again to inspire me to actually describe it?
Which one, sir?
Porpoise Mouth. What else? I mean, this is what the name of the song is. Again, I think it's inspired by you're on the open seas. It's a beautiful day. You hear the water lapping up against the side of your schooner, your yacht. You've just christened.
Yep.
Because it's easy to grin. Okay. Yeah. It's golf.
And you got the stock market beat.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know who does have that today or anybody. I digress.
Of course.
And you see the porpoise cresting to the side of the boat. Now, I wouldn't choose mouth as the second word. Blowhole might not be good either. You pull a Titleist out.
All right. You know, porpoise is... You know, TJ, you mentioned the Dolphins maybe facility. There are some differences between porpoises and dolphins, case you were wondering.
Yeah.
Dolphins are generally larger and more acrobatic. They have prominent beaks, while porpoises are smaller, a little shy, less vocal, rounded.
Stop, faces. Stop.
Just, I am so glad I chose that. As
Dylan in Alabama, let's take line one, please. What's up,
grade,
Dylan? What's going on?
Hey, Rich.
Hey.
Hey, big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I had a quick question for you guys. I tune into y'all show every day.
Excellent.
And I know the last couple of weeks, Ty Simpson has come up.
He sure has.
One of the things working against him is lack of starts. My question to you guys is, do you think there is a GM or maybe GMs in the league that look at Ty Simpson and him staying at Alabama through, you know, sitting behind Jalen Milroe for 2 years, staying with the program through a major coaching change, different coordinators. I guess in an era of college football where it would have been extremely easy to leave, I mean, he stayed and stuck through it. Do you think GMs look at that as something very favorable?
Maybe. I don't know.
Looking at his draft stock?
I guess. I mean, what, loyalty or stick-to-itiveness? Or sure. I mean, I'm sure there are other many traits, and this is why I want him on. I would love to kick the tires on Ty Simpson in a manner in which I'm sure – not like I'm going to put him on a grease board or anything like that, but just to see what's going on under the hood. I'm sure there are many terrific qualities that are intangibles that that teams are going to fall in love with. But it's all going to match the tape, though, Dylan. You know, and the question is again, it's the not only the lack of experience, but it's the experience that he had in the back half of his year in Alabama. That's the evaluation. It's just like, how much have we seen that we can extrapolate to the professional level? It makes us feel comfortable to actually use a first-round pick on him and capital to get back potentially in the first round to go get him, combined with how much the end of his season, although he did win a playoff game, how much the end of his season and, you know, plays in, you know, his health and to overlook some of his experiences there, Dylan. I don't know the answer to that, but you're basically saying, is there, and thanks for the call, is there a GM in the league? There's always one, man, and that's all it takes. The phrase you hear all the time. It just takes one.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes one. And I just don't know if anybody's identifying, when you're looking at the 32 draft choices right now, who the one is going to be. And I think a lot of people are having trouble placing him in the first round. But that could change between now and the draft. A lot of people may be holding cards close to the vest. They don't want to mess around. Let anything out there. All right, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold and enjoy the conversation we're about to have with one of the funniest men on planet Earth. One of our favorites is back here in studio. His film called The Breadwinner is in theaters nationwide May 29th. Nate Bargatze is next right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast, but don't worry. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. You know how April feels. Everything speeds up. Games matter more. Hoops and hockey schedules tighten. Your phone won't stop buzzing. And somewhere in the middle of it all, there's that quiet little reminder. Taxes. You'll get to it tonight or tomorrow or after the weekend. And if you handle it the old way, you're refreshing your inbox like it's breaking news. Waiting, wondering, hoping everything's squared away. That's a lot of mental bandwidth. With Intuit TurboTax Expert Full Service, you can match with a dedicated expert who understands your specific tax situation and handles your taxes for you, start to finish. You can do it all online or meet in person at one of their new tech-enabled store locations. Have your tax forms imported directly into the app and hand everything off to your TurboTax expert. While they work to get you every dollar you deserve, you can go about your normal routine, giving you time back to focus on what actually deserves your attention, like rooting for your team to make the playoffs. April 15th is not waiting, people. Visit TurboTax.com and hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. Rich Eisen here. Every time I travel for a major sports moment, whether it's a playoff run or a huge primetime matchup, I see firsthand what happens to a city. Hotels fill up fast. Energy builds. Everyone wants to be part of it. Now imagine that on a global scale. The FIFA World Cup is coming this summer, people, and with it, thousands of fans traveling to host cities across the country. If you happen to live in one of those cities and you're planning to be away, maybe you've got your own summer trip lined up, this could be a practical opportunity. While you're gone, you could list your space on Airbnb and welcome traveling fans who want to experience the FIFA World Cup in person. You're not changing your routine. You're not committing to anything year-round. You're simply making the most of a moment when your city is in the global spotlight. I know when I'm on the road for a huge event, having a comfortable home base makes all the difference. And that's what fans will be searching for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. All right, welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. One big happy simulcast family, Disney Plus, the ESPN app, the ESPN radio audience, Sirius XM, and more back here on the program, along with our guest as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Nate Borghese is back here on the program.
All right.
See you.
Sir.
I could spend our entire spot listing through all the things that you're accomplishing right now, Nate.
Oh, yeah.
Do all that. But, you know, that's just part and parcel of, you know, you coming here. So
yeah.
let me do you that solid, if you don't
all
mind.
Right. Yeah, I would love
The Big Dumb Eyes World Tour dates. Get tickets right now at Nateland.com. Of course, The Greatest Average American is available right now on Hulu, the latest episodes on ABC. And catch The Breadwinner in theaters nationwide real soon. Outstanding good times, good fun with Nate Borghese here on the program. So The Breadwinner is just a bunch of fun. I've seen the trailer for it because it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
And it involves, I'll give you the floor on what it is about. Go for
it. It's my, you remember Mr. Mom?
I do.
So it's a modern version of that. That movie's on. I wanted to make movies like this. I was a big fan of John Hughes movies, which is Home Alone, Mr. Mom, Planes, Trains, Automobiles, that kind of stuff. And so we thought of this one. This fits a lot with my act and being my first stand-up movie. But so we have Mandy Moore as my wife. She is a stay-at-home mom. She invents something, goes on Shark Tank. And so then while she's doing that, I have to stay home and raise the kids. And it's done in a great way where it's, you know, it's not like it's like I'm a you're just a dumb dad that doesn't know it. But it's just like any role reversal mm-hmm. in a marriage. We're showing you the first month where it's going to be a big adjustment.
A big
you
mess.
Get thrown a big mess.
No doubt. And I, while watching the trailer, Nate, I was thinking there were some serious Mr. Mom vibes, literally.
Yes.
And so, so, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, you know, first up, because I was going to mention it to you as well. I'm a huge fan of that movie from back in the day with Michael Keaton playing a dad while Terry Garr was needing to make ends meet. And you were taking care of the kids and you were thoroughly not equipped to do so at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like every, you know, it's, you know, my wife goes out of town. I mean, it's, you know, we're going to McDonald's. We're going to McDonald's even if she's in town. But, I mean, I then don't have to look her in the face when I do it. I enjoy it, actually. So when she's out of town.
Right.
It's a win-win.
Right.
Because I'm just going, you know, we're going all out.
Yeah.
Mix it up. Taco Bell, McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And so again, I'm in a situation at home where I'm thoroughly not equipped.
Yeah.
Either. And the kids know, even when my wife is around, I'm the go-to guy for things that would not pass go otherwise. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yes. I'm the same way. She comes right to me. She knows. I get a lot of calls, like spending the night. I know I get a lot of calls first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, well, have you called? Does your mom know? And she's like, yeah, she's going to be like, it's fine. Or she said it's up to you. I don't even know if she's called her. I can see my wife or my daughter is very good at working the system.
Yes.
And getting, you know, so she kind of sets you up. And I think all kids do. They kind of set you up where the two parents haven't really talked and no one knows what's going on. And
you got to be on the same page.
You got to be on the same page. And so I guess what you should do in marriage is like have a huddle. Every morning to go right now, this morning, there's no plans at all. And then as the day goes, you're you're an undercover cop or something, something you'd have to say to I don't know if that makes sense. Like, if I was under Coke and I'd like spaghetti, and you go spaghetti, and we're, so I'm like, all right, so we're both under, but we're in this situation.
Yes, we are. My issue is sometimes is when it's clear in real time a huddle is required.
Yes.
And there's not going to be any downtime for that huddle.
That's, they're
and
good.
And then you need to defer in that situation for, and then follow the lead of your wife.
Yes.
And then back that play 100%.
Yeah.
Am I getting this right?
Yeah, yeah. You got to go exactly. Well, that's what she said, and that makes sense.
Yes.
When in hindsight, if they pulled you, if it was like a Modern Family where they interviewed you,
yes,
you would be like, I don't care what happens. that's how it would play out. But then you would cut back to you and their family. Your mother said,
yeah,
there's no reason you shouldn't be doing that. Yeah.
You got to back the play. 100%.
You got to back the play. And,
otherwise there's blowback.
And you got to back their play.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever's the one at home, mm-hmm. you got to, the floater just has to, you know, and whether the wife or, you know, whoever's the most with the kids,
yeah.
the floater needs to just like default to the, you know, the one that's there.
That's right.
The one that's in the thick of it the most.
Correct. You have to defer in that respect. But in again, this movie, The Breadwinner, in theaters nationwide soon. Mandy Moore plays your wife in the film. So what are you actually in real life, though, good at home?
Oh, at home?
Like where you are a factor. Like you can take the lead and you're actually good at it at home. What is it?
Like logistics, like getting us there and...
Okay.
You know, like...
Mapping things out,
okay. like knowing where to go, planning something, like making a decision on, it can be something. My wife is not great at decisions, and it's usually the dumb decisions where it's like, I can be like, no, we're going to go here. We're going to go there. And like, you know, I'm great at Disney. I'm great at
what
Disney.
What do you mean you're great at Disney?
Like just when you go to Disney, I can map it out. And I
you know how to get from Tomorrowland to
just the plan that we're doing, like, all right, today we go do this, then we do that, and if we're here, then we go here, you know, if we're at Animal Kingdom and then you want to swing here,
okay,
they're closer, let's go hit both,
okay,
whatever, you know, any kind of park, any kind of that kind of stuff, moving us around and fun.
Okay.
I'm also good at fun, and that's a big one. That's probably, I might get in trouble for that inside the family, but I am very fun. Games.
Okay.
I'll create some games.
Like what?
Like any game. We played one time, there's a card game called, Grego. I don't know if there's a real name for it or if it's in a game. Basically, you are not a card game, a dice game.
Okay.
So you roll dice.
Yeah, okay.
And so you go 0 to 100.
Yeah.
And so it's the first one to get to 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can always stop. So if you get to like 25, you could like go, I want to stop at 25. Now you're at 25. If you roll once, and then you can keep going.
Mm-hmm.
If you roll one snake eye, you go back to 25.
Okay.
If you roll two snake eyes, it's Grego, you go back to 0. So then it gets to, so one day I thought, you know what, let's have the girls, like my daughter and my niece and nephew, and I go, let's play Grego. And then I put like $20 down. So they're playing for $20.
$20?
They're all like 10. You should not introduce your kids to gambling this early. So we're rolling the dice.
Just as a note.
Just as a note.
Yeah, sure.
Legally, they're not even supposed to be doing it. But in the house, I think there is no laws.
Correct.
So we're rolling, they're rolling the dice, and they're going 30 and then stopping and then 35. And then they get to the end, and my one niece gets to 99.
Mm.
And so it, like, all she's got to do is not get two snake eyes. She gets two snake eyes, goes all the way back to 0.
Yeah.
Starts bawling. So she's crying because it's the, you know, you're just kind of like, oh, we're just playing for $20. It's a fun time. It's the weight of the world. And it's so intense. And then my daughter was at like 97. She gets it. Once she wins, she starts bawling. because then she took the money from her. So then it just becomes everybody's crying.
That's the name of the game now. Grego becomes everybody. Crying.
If you play it at a certain age, everybody will cry. And so then we just split the money. And
that's fun. That's your department of fun right there.
Look, it lasted. It was fun for a long time. I would say at the end of it, it got about when they started, like, you know, they would, I mean, they're barely holding the dice and they're just kind of dropping them because they're so scared it's going to be 2-1.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, I should have probably thought about it before I got them in the thick of it.
Didn't think it through. Yeah. But hey, if at least it lasted 40 something minutes.
That's all you do is buy time.
That's it. You're just trying to survive in advance.
You're just trying to survive in advance.
Just like March Madness.
Yeah, yeah. She might be a different person because of that night. But it's, you know, I got through that day.
I love it. The one thing I'm good at is breakfast.
Oh yeah.
Like I can cook up some scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Which is probably not the way to say it. Like cook up, you know, it's just, they're just eggs.
Yeah, they kind of come scrambled.
You could. Yeah, sometimes I won't even scramble them in a bowl. I'll just put them into the pan and I'll scramble it in there.
Oh yeah.
That's just my way of doing it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What did they say? I want over medium.
I'm finished.
You go. That's not.
No, that's a special order as far as I'm concerned.
And so would you try it and then?
No, I wouldn't even attempt it because I don't even know what the hell you just said.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Honestly, I'm just a one short
scrambled order. Eggs.
I'm scrambled eggs. I could make pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. And I can. I have referred to them when my daughter was younger. Daddy's famous pancakes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're excited about it.
Well, I mean, that's one way of making them excited about it, by calling it famous.
Yeah.
Even though there's no fame in it.
There's just regular pancakes.
That's it. There's nothing about
it. They got the love that your dad did it. I do not cook anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
So I can make her peanut butter and jelly.
Hey.
Hey.
That's something.
It's some Tostino's pizza.
Oh. That's
throw
good.
It in the. I'm real good at that. I get it out at the right time. Man.
You could nail that down.
The key is I throw it in and then hit preheat. And then by the time it gets to preheat, I don't like it as toasty.
Yeah.
And so, like, once the preheat button goes off, I'm about ready to pull it out. Now, if you want it toastier, I keep it in there. I can do what you want.
Wow.
But I like to yank it out a little bit where it's softer.
So you're also a guy. Can you nail when you're gassing up your car down to the penny? Can you do that?
I'm pretty good at that. Like I can do that kind of stuff. Yeah. Put air in a tire.
Okay.
You know, like
that's,
you know,
good.
Change a tire. One day we got a flat tire and, you know, these new cars, they don't want you to change tires. No. There's half the time. I rented a car once doing some gig in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And I get a flat tire and I go to the back of the trunk. There's no tire. And it was like, so I have to wait for someone to come do it. And then so I just pulled over off the interstate, took a nap side of the interstate. It's an unbelievable nap that day. I tell you, I got it where a guardrail was.
Yeah.
So I was kind of, I could have got hit from behind.
Oh, geez.
But no one could come this way. I thought I was in a safe place. And,
the hum of the 18 wheelers is like a white noise, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll oh,
straight
man.
Straight out.
It was sunny. Just sit in the car. You're just at that point. It's where you're like on the phone with them and you go, hey, take your time. Hey, take your time. I was tired, and I have taken a nice nap on whatever interstate goes to Indianapolis. But I got a tire change. We did a tire change with my daughter because we got a flat tire, and she was, you know, it's not like she's 12 and you're doing this.
Yes.
She was 5, and I'm like, come on. I go, I'm going to show you how to change a tire.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a nightmare. The way I was parked, I couldn't get it really lifted high enough.
Oh my God.
It was an SUV, so the tire is so, yeah, the tire is so big. And I'm just trying to, like, I mean, I have to get her. At some point, I'm like, just get back in the car. Just get back in the car and let me, I mean, I think some guy came and didn't help me. Because the tire was too big.
So you could not change. So you had to wait.
I mean, I got there.
Okay, good.
I could have done it.
Okay.
But there's a point. We hit maybe 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of looking for help. And I'm a little bit like outside of Nashville. So you're kind of in the, you're in places where some dudes are. And so then you're like, if a strong country dude shows up and wants to help change a tire, I'm not going to fight it.
No.
I can change a tire.
Of course.
But
I don't denigrate.
Yeah.
No, sure.
But I mean, like, he was here.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
and your 5-year-old was no help.
She doesn't even remember that day.
Thank God.
That's the hard part. Is I did this whole big lesson, and she doesn't even know if I brought it up. She would,
But I don't remember that day. But she remembers crying the moment of Grego not going her way.
Right. Oh yeah, they remember that, bud, and they're gonna remember that forever.
The Greatest Average American, episodes of ABC's The Greatest Average American, available now on Hulu. You enjoyed doing the game show?
Yeah,
cash and prizes.
It was great. I came up with the idea on the road to make this game show, mm-hmm. and I really wanted it to be about the audience,
mm-hmm.
and so I told my agents and all that, and then we went, and ABC and Disney have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
They really know what they're doing, game shows. And when you create your own, it's like, it was very funny. So the first part of the game is we're polling the average American audience and the street contestants, and then they try to guess what the average American audience said.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of the game is you're guessing what I know. So we had, how many countries can Nate name in 60 seconds? Or, how many sports teams how many free throws you can make, or how many, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I liked it because I liked them just having to bet on me. And you don't do good when you're, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And there's a clock.
Yeah.
And everybody's watching you. And then I embarrass myself on one of them real bad. And then the last one was polling the audience.
Oh.
So I just really wanted to make it about the audience.
Yes.
And the people, I wanted you to want to come to this game show and be in the audience.
Yes.
And then I like the idea of like, all right, when you're answering, all 10 questions of like, what do you think the audience said? You look at the audience and you get to see them and get to judge them. And just be like, all right, what kind of people am I looking at to know what they're going to be and what they're going to do? And then the grand prize is the average American salary, which is $67,942.
$920.
$920, yeah.
Okay.
So that's you win that. You win the average American salary plus $10,000. And then the big one was I help cover your taxes. So I give you extra, because every game show is.
Yeah, taxes as well.
Everybody talks about taxes. And so I want you to go with what we kind of tell you. So the way I legally have to say it's, we give you extra money.
Yeah.
You got to pay your taxes.
TJ's been on The Price is Right. How much taxes did you pay for your Price is Right? How much?
It was only on a ping pong table.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But how much would the taxes have been if you weren't a part of a double over? And the showcase showed.
Did you decline it because it was a ping pong table and popcorn? You go, no, I'm good. I already have one.
Nate, you only want to go down this.
No.
Yeah.
No, he got the ping pong table.
Yeah.
What year was this? What year was this?
Like,
what year was it?
2022.
2022. In the ping pong table, where is it right now?
It's in my house.
In a box or somewhere?
It's in my house.
It's in a box. He's not unboxed it.
Oh, man.
I don't have room quite.
But what if it has Price is Right on it?
Does it have Price is Right on it?
I don't. I don't. I've never opened it.
It might not even be a ping pong table.
Right.
What if we don't know if Price is Right is running a big scheme?
Right.
And then you open it up and it's just two pieces of wood. And you're like, you could blow the whole thing up, man.
Right. That's why I'm afraid, Nate. That's why I don't open it.
Yeah, I understand. You want to believe in the game.
That's it.
You want to believe in it.
It gives them hope.
It gives you hope
to see this ping pong table he's never unboxed.
I've met some people that won stuff on Price. We knew one guy who won a car, but like the taxes on the car, they can't, whatever it is.
Right. So you covered the taxes for anybody who wins.
Yeah, I just didn't want, it's like they can.
Oh my God.
But they got to pay them.
Okay.
That's not, I don't get in.
Okay, don't get into that.
I'm not your tax guy.
Okay. Big Dumb Eyes World Tour, Vegas, April 8th through 11th, Canada, North Dakota as well, later on in the month of April. How's your golf game? You get to play?
I haven't.
Too much.
I've been working too much. I played a little bit not too long ago. One good drive. It was nice.
That's it?
I had... on 18, I had a couple, like, they were nice. Like, it's there, dude. It's in there. I just don't get to play enough. Mm. And the only time I play is, like, big things.
Like the American Century
Yes, like the American Century like Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's the only time I get to play. So then that day, I didn't, you know, the first 2 days were not good. But I shot 80 the last day.
Damn.
Beat Ray Allen. Ray Allen owes me money.
Does he really?
Oh.
I would like that.
Ray Allen still owes you money to this
day. Yeah, and Ray Allen's good.
Yeah.
And he gave me a bunch of strokes, but he did not play good that weekend. I think he, you know, something hurt or something. I don't know. And then the last Sunday, yeah, I straight up rocked him. I just flat out beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Ray Allen, and I've seen him, and, you know, I brought it up, and he just, like, kind of...
He's got a quick first step still.
He still got a quick first step. We end up starting talking about something else pretty quickly, because he's just a charming man. So well, you end up...
You just looked up his handicap? What did you?
He's great.
Yeah, Ray's a plus one.
And you took him out?
I mean, he wasn't plus one that day, my brother. I tell you that.
Did you play with the Kelseys as well?
No. No.
Who'd you play with that week?
I played with Joe Buck. I was there with Barkley when the first day of Barkley when Barkley shot 82.
Where he
pulled it.
Pulled the string.
Me, Cable Guy, and Barkley. Unbelievable. I played terrible that day, but Barkley was on fire. And it was so fun.
I'll be honest with you. When I saw the video of that, I thought he hit the stanchion.
Yes.
I thought he hit where the fans were sitting and it bounced off of that and went in the hole.
Yeah.
But he put so much spin on it.
Yeah.
Was he even surprised about pulling out like that?
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, it excites your whole week because you're like, all right, this guy's going to go, you know, turn it on. And he's just such a, that was such a fun group to be with. And we've all got to, I've known Cable Guy for a while, then getting to know Barkley too for a little bit.
Right.
And so it was such a fun group, but it was like, you know, this dude was just on fire and he was hitting everything and then it kind of like, you know, then it.
He doesn't have that tape delay swing anymore, right?
No.
Like hold it back.
No, there's like, he's at the point now where it looks like where you'd be like, hey, are you starting to have a stop in your swing?
Right.
But it's not. It's the opposite because he did have the stop. Yeah. But now, if you just saw it now, you'd go like, I think he feels like he's about to stop. And you're like, well, whoa. Let me tell you the history of this swing. Because it used to be able to, you know, go run and get a sandwich before that thing hit off.
I remember that. I was playing with golf balls with the show logo that's right here on the mug on it. But after a few holes, I stopped because I wanted to remain anonymous to the people I was threatening.
That's true.
Their golf balls in their hair. Like I wanted to just say, whose ball is this? Like, I don't know whose it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. And I just walk past somebody bleeding from the head.
Yeah.
You know?
It is smart. So, you know. I've had my name on it. You know what I did 1 year? My buddy, comedian John Crist, I got him for his birthday. I got him... a dozen, I bought him a dozen, 2 dozen golf balls with his phone number on them. And then the best part that I liked is I also bought 4 dozen golf balls with his phone number on them and gave them to 2 of the worst golfers I know that play at the worst golf courses. Because I was like, those are going to matter more. Like where it's going to be, you know, it's all open, but they're still losing their ball somehow. Like where you're like, there's no trees. You're playing on like a parking lot. And then they just go, well, I don't want to walk over there and get that ball. And so
somebody's calling, like finding somebody in the backyard and going, well, I got to call this number.
And let them know.
That is funny.
Yeah. Nate.
My God. That's
a good gift.
Funny. Catch The Breadwinner in theaters nationwide. Will Forte, Kumail Nanjiani, some funny people. In
funny
movie,
people.
Matt. Will Forte is one of my favorites, too.
He's so funny, man.
He is really funny.
He's so funny.
Yeah. And Big Dumb Eyes World Tour, There's also the Netflix is a joke festival coming right here to Los Angeles. You're going to do the Intuit Dome in LA.
Intuit Dome taping my special.
That's awesome.
So we're going to tape the special that week. And so, yeah, we're pumped about that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And then I'm going to go away for, like, you know, not away, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry that it's like, I feel like I'm on this stuff.
What do you mean?
You know, you're doing a lot of press. You just, people are going to be.
It's not too much Nate Bargatze, if that's what
you're saying. He goes, well,
there's
you
no
know.
Such thing.
Just in case.
You're just going to go and go ahead and change a tire and play dice games with your kids and do all sorts of stuff.
Get other kids in the game.
Why not, man? It seems like such a popular game. Kids love it, and it only makes them cry if they don't win it. Nateland podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. Again, Big Dumb Eyes, Stories from a Simpler Mind is now available wherever you get your books.
Yeah.
Books, podcasts, movies, game shows, world tour, man. Congrats on everything going
Thank
on,
you, man.
Brother. It's great to
see you. I love you. I always Thank come. You. Love seeing you.
I appreciate you saying that. This spot is always here for you whenever you want to be in town, and you're kind enough to come down here and hang out.
Yeah, I always want to.
Thank you, bud. And I look forward, maybe I'll see you back in Tahoe, the American Century Championship.
Yeah.
Because that's...
It's the best. You got to block it off.
I just need to block out the fear. You know what I mean? Like, I that was the first time I played it in 20-something years.
Yeah. Maybe we can play next year.
I would love it.
I played with Joe Buck, too, which was fun.
I would love it. I need to get better because I'm toward, like, the back end of these... of my weekend, I was in the last.
Let's agree to,
you know what I mean?
Like, so do some practicing.
I need to do
so.
That.
Me and you can do some practicing.
Okay, I'll do it,
and then
I'll send you some videos.
Yeah, let's do swing videos back and forth. You give me your thoughts. I give you your thoughts.
Why not?
We're both the worst.
Sounds great. I'll bring you down to my level again. The Breadwinner is in theaters nationwide real soon. Keep an eye out for it. Nate Bargatze, thanks for coming here, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
We're back on the Rich Eisen Show in just a moment.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast. In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
Quick time out. Some breakfast intel you want to know about. Kodiak Frozen Power Waffles and Flapjacks are built for busy mornings. Heat it, eat it, and you're out the door. No long prep, no complicated game plan. They're packed with 12 to 14 grams of protein per serving, a good source of fiber, and crafted with 100% whole grains, not refined white flour. So you're getting something that actually fuels you. And there's depth on the roster. Buttermilk and vanilla, blueberry, chocolate chip, even gluten-free options. Breakfast that delivers. Snack that delivers. Find Kodiak Frozen Waffles and Flapjacks in the frozen aisle at your local grocery store. They're the ones with the bear on the box.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we just saw a trailer for Nate's movie, The Breadwinner. It's going to be awesome. May 29th, everyone go check that out. Draft season is here, and everybody's talking about franchise players, blockbuster trades, and the moves that can reshape a team. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors is the kind of pick you can trust, especially after another long winter with your old windows. Discover why Pella Windows and Doors is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere. Visit Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/Eisen. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. Okay, started the show with the news that I'll be hosting SportsCenter midnight Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
when the Masters is over, when the NBA doubleheader that's on ESPN is completed and inside the NBA is done, I'll be popping up in Bristol, Connecticut from the old SportsCenter studios with an old school SportsCenter just like I did back in August. And, you know, bringing the show to Disney Plus and ESPN afforded me that opportunity to be back in a chair. And it was basically, again, a lifetime offer to be able to do all that. And the reason why I bring that up is, you know, this show was on the Roku channel for 3 years prior to that. Love every single human at the Roku channel.
Absolutely.
Thought we'd be there forever. This was an offer that I just couldn't refuse. And they understand that part of their support of what we were doing here in the studio was also helping launch Women's Sports Now, a show about women's sports, talked about by women, and for everyone, not just for women, for everyone, and talking about women's sports in a way that women's sports deserves to be talked about. Women's Sports Now was on the air for 20 episodes in a successful first season with Roku, and I'm pleased to announce that season two will launch right here from these studios a week from today, next Thursday, and every Thursday on ESPN digital platforms,
nice.
6 p.m. Eastern, every single Thursday. Women's Sports Now is back. It's Susie Schuster and Renee Montgomery, a champion basketball player in her own right from UConn and the WNBA as well. She's a good part owner of the Atlanta Dream. She's excited. She just acquired Angel Reese. Colleen Wolf, my colleague from NFL Network, and the very funny and talented Sarah Tiana, better half of somebody wearing a Masters sweater on the set. So they're all back.
Let's go.
And I am so jacked and so awesome. Appreciative very of all of my colleagues at ESPN and Burke Magnus and the rest of the crew, Jimmy Pitaro and Dave Roberts, Justin Craig, and my guy Mike Foss, everybody together, all pulling together as one team for Women's Sports Now.
Awesome.
And it's thank you. We're so jacked about it. It's done from here. And it's part of Rich Eisen Productions and Firefly, as well as Hello Sunshine and Think Tank Productions. And it's a whole village, if you will, and our production team. So starting up.
Can't wait. Super jacked, super psyched, and can't wait to see what this season brings.
We've been cultivating this caper for quite some time.
Yeah,
it's a Lufthansa heist that just landed for all of us here, and we're excited. We're very, very excited to bring Women's Sports Now to you for season two, presented by Miller Lite, I should mention, and APX, and all of our friends at Publicis, and I can't believe I just got around to them. Without them, this does not happen. The sponsor being Miller Lite, presenting all of that to you. So we're very excited. That's what a day.
What a day.
What a day.
Rich, what a day.
The only way we could finish it up was a quick 30 seconds of Springtime Romance and let us know what's going on at the Masters. Christopher, what do you got over there?
Rich Eisen, we have a new clubhouse leader. As I mentioned earlier, it was Hao Tung Lee at 1-under. You're right. That did not hold. Sam Burns, your clubhouse leader, 5-under par. But the defending champion is lurking. Rory McIlroy just one back as he hits 15 right now at 4-under par. And Scottie Scheffler, Rich, is out early. Eagle on 2, birdie on 3. He is just 2 back at 3-under par on the 5th hole.
Straight from the porpoise's mouth. Hopefully you've been watching us on ESPN2 to get that joke. We'll be back to wrap it on the TV side of things in a sec.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.